This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Watch this show live. Go to RadioAlice.com/watch. It takes you right to the Looking Glass. It's live when we're live, and then Vaughn loops it throughout the day. And on the weekends, it's like a best of roundup. Fantastic. The Looking Glass at RadioAlice.com/watch.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Organic Coup. Organic Coup is America's best-tasting chicken sandwich. Try one today at your local Coup location and become organically cocky.
All right.
All right. So we'll begin with the Democrats. Bernie Sanders is currently leading in a national poll. Mm-hmm. There's a debate tonight in Las Vegas, which will include Michael Bloomberg, who is someone who's gaining fast on Sanders. So it'll be interesting to see how he does. He hasn't been invited to the debates yet.
Right.
So there's that. That's tonight. New York real estate heir Robert Durst is going on trial.
Oh.
It looks like they're seating, or they'll begin jury selection today in L.A. This is the subject of a movie called, or an HBO movie called The Jinx.
Right. Like a mini series.
He's been in the news. Law and Order did him. Like, this guy's story is long.
Right.
He's a multimillionaire. He's someone who got his money from his dad, so he didn't earn it necessarily through his own hard work.
And may have murdered several people.
Right. Well, no. So here's the thing. First of all, his wife disappears. This was back in the early 80s.
All right.
And he's considered a suspect in this murder or missing. But they don't ever have a body for his wife. So this is one of the things that allows him to sort of move on. Mm-hmm. Then, and if I mess this up, I'm sorry. I didn't just watch the documentary, but I have watched this guy's story in multiple places. Then he's hiding out somewhere in Texas, and he's cross-dressed, living as a woman, mute. Like, he can't talk.
Oh.
And he's friends with the neighbor who he ends up killing and dismembering and scattering the body parts all over this neighborhood he's living in. He gets in trouble for that, and he somehow gets off.
Mm.
Then his friend of many years disappears, which that's who he's going on trial for, the murder of his friend, who he feared, or they say he feared, was going to tell what he did to his wife.
Mm.
So
somehow
her murder,
knew the story.
Right. This was his best friend, and she was killed like 20 years ago or something.
Mm.
So anyway, this guy is trouble. If you want to know a story, you should watch the HBO movie, The Jinx.
But where they almost have him, they have him on tape talking to himself in like a bathroom because he still has his mic on.
Right. I killed them all, of course. I don't know. Well, anyway, that they're seating a jury starting today. So we'll see.
Mm.
It's sad what money can do to some people, because he's been able to get off and stay on the run.
Right. Regular psychos, they don't have the money to stay on the run. They just get caught. Yikes.
And he also can afford lawyers, which I'm sure he'll be paying big money.
The best lawyers money can buy.
A woman named Wendy Williams from Virginia was on an American flight from New Orleans to Charlotte. This is the story I told you last week.
Right.
She reclined her seat and the guy behind her started punching it.
Right.
And continued to punch
just
it.
Just shook it and shook it and shook it without stopping.
The guy behind her was in the last row and couldn't recline. So some people are saying he's justified in his behavior towards her. My own personal feeling is this guy doesn't do that if it's some big dude sitting in front of him. He minds his business and takes it.
Well, also,
but because it's a woman, he feels perfectly comfortable torturing her.
Guy's a dick. I mean, the thing is, it's like, okay, you are in the last seat. That's your lot in life. You sat in that seat. Everybody, so because he can't be reclined into, now she has to sit upright. So now the person in front of her also can't recline. No, that's not how it works. She has a reclining seat. She gets to recline. It pushes back. Yes, it's not changing your leg room, which you don't have any of anyway. Doesn't move your tray back.
Wendy recorded what this guy was doing to her on her phone, and now she's considering pressing charges against the guy. I think she's maybe
going
too far.
She's mad because everyone was mad at her. Like, no, he's the jerk.
She's considering suing American Airlines for defamation because the flight attendant took that guy's side and gave her a warning saying that she could be arrested for creating a disturbance. Well, that woman, the flight attendant, has been fired.
Good.
As for the debate about whether it's okay to recline your seat, if it makes the person behind you uncomfortable, the CEO of Delta Airlines has weighed in. He says, quote, "The proper thing to do if you're going to recline into somebody is ask if it's okay first."
Really? How about you guys give us 3 extra inches, huh? How about take out 1 row of seats?
People recline because they can.
Yeah. Because sitting like this is not a comfortable way to sit on an airplane for 6 hours.
Because there's a button that allows
God,
their seat to recline. That's
they do
why
it.
They do it. Sucks.
Listen, everything about traveling sucks. Just suck it up. This too shall pass.
But
torture
no
the lady
faster
in front of you.
Way to God. Get where you're trying to go than hop in a plane.
That's true. Till they make rocket travel possible.
I mean, you're not going to get
the
there.
Yeah, what are you going to take, a horse and carriage like the olden days?
Even a road trip to New York is going to take you a week just to get there.
Or
3 days if you go nonstop without sleeping.
Yeah, rotate with some other
right.
another driver.
Otherwise, you're taking 5 days to drive across the country.
At least.
Period.
That's no fun.
Anyway.
Have some fun.
I'll let you know what she ends up doing, but the flight attendant was fired.
Good. I'm glad she was fired because I think that's so rude. He's being obnoxious. She's doing what every other person on that plane is doing. She just happens to be unlucky enough to be in front of the jerk.
Right. Good news for winos.
Oh, really?
Wine, right. The price of wine keeps going down. It's the best value in 20 years. And I'm doing this story because I know Napa and Sonoma can hear us. I'm surprised to hear that apparently there's a surplus of grapes.
Oh, great.
And that's why the price is... Oh, we just had those fires. Like, what? Really?
I don't know.
How's the price? I'm surprised. I thought that there was trouble.
Yeah, I don't know.
It seems that's not the case. There's a surplus of grapes in California.
Grapes are doing fine.
One expert says right now we'll get the, quote, best wine retail value in 20 years.
Wow.
And the low prices may even last for 3 years because... Before they start to go up again, because there's just a full-blown overflow.
There's a glut
yeah.
of grapes.
Too many grapes. Mm. I'm surprised to hear it.
That's a good sound.
Oh, you like that?
I like it. Sounds good. It sounds like a glass bottle, you know?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You ever use bleach?
Yeah.
I got one of those big bottles of bleach at the house, you know? Mm. They even got a thumb spot for you to put your thumb on it on top to pour, and it says, oh, the no spill pour spout. Mm-hmm. If that mofo doesn't spill everywhere, I don't know how. I must be doing it wrong.
You are doing it wrong. You need to buy the smaller bottles that say they're splashless. They actually have added something to the bleach to keep it from splashing.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like it's.
Well,
it's
this one says it's splashless too.
No,
but it's.
You're talking about the little. There's an insert that keeps it from splashing. But if you buy straight bleach. Or Clorox or whatever. You got to buy the splashless in the smaller, more handleable jugs.
Okay.
Because, yeah, the carpet in front of my laundry machine, just like little dots all over all my pants, little dots of bleach.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
So then John got me the splashless because I clearly don't have the patience to.
Or you can look on the forums. There's a bunch of forums about it.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm sitting there pouring this thing in and it's spilling everywhere. And I'm going, you're supposed to not be.
Yeah.
I thought, anyway. Sorry, the pouring made me think of
Oh,
that.
It made you think of the bleach.
Well, yeah, I'm spilling this all
Don't
over
do
the
that.
Place.
Don't do that, yeah.
Is it this one right here?
That's the one.
Yeah.
It says it's not supposed to spill.
It does. And this guy is like, how the S am I supposed to do this?
Yeah, there's no way.
Like, this is literally impossible. What the hell am I doing wrong?
Yeah, don't just get rid of that one. Get the small bottles.
I swear to you, the last time I tried, I was like in a full body hug on this thing trying to keep it from spilling, and it still goes wabba right over the little. And by the way, the little cup you've got is tiny as can be.
Quite a little shot to make.
They put the fabric softener on the outside and the bleach on the inside, closest to the.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, sorry.
Laundry problems.
Oh, it's real.
I'm telling you, I just solved it for you, if you remember.
Got
to do that.
No, right. Get
splashless,
the
splashless, smaller bottle.
I know, but I'm just telling you, that bottle says splashless, too.
Yeah, but that's because they're talking about the nozzle. They have actually changed the, it's like a viscous, it's good. Almost syrupy.
Great.
Yeah. Not quite syrupy. Oh. It's changed my life.
You're supposed to pour it a certain way first, and then after you pour the first few, because it's full, you're supposed to switch it around.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what one person says.
Yeah, well, that
I'm
person.
Doing some research.
Who's got time for that? I'm just
nobody.
Trying to get some laundry
right.
done, man.
Hello.
And this thing already says it's spill-free, and I'm telling you, it's not spill-free. Every time.
There has to be a trick. Uh-huh.
While we're on laundry.
Okay.
Because somehow we are.
Because we all have to do it.
Do you use a towel more than once?
I use a towel for the whole week.
Okay, that's too many times.
Is it? I hang it up and it dries out perfectly. If it smelled, I would change it out. But
I agree that you should keep a towel more than once.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been known to go 2 weeks as a bachelor.
Really?
Well, listen, there are times when...
Doesn't it start to smell?
Yes, absolutely. Mm. In fact, that's when you go, wow, I can't use this anymore. I just washed. And then I used my towel, and I stink.
I've wiped laundry smell onto me.
And yet, I'm late for class. I gotta go.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna stink all day. Mm. Oh, well.
What are you gonna do?
The magic number is 3. 3 times you can use a towel before it starts to mold.
Ah.
Bacteria and mold start growing each time a towel gets damp. You can hang it up to dry, and it will slow the process down, but that doesn't stop it. So once you've used the same towel 3 times, you're at the tipping point.
Mm.
They say you're basically rubbing bacteria and mold all over yourself.
That's it. I believe so far.
And 3 showers only applies if you hang it up to dry. So if you put
hang
that
it
on
and
your...
spread it out. It's got to be spread out.
If you take that wet towel and you pull it off and lay it on your partner's bedside...
Yeah, no...
That's not drying the towel, and it's making your partner upset.
And puts mold on the bed, because there
right.
it is, moldering away. God, my kids, you know, because you have to train people,
right.
you know, how to handle towels. They would drop the towel on the floor after they would take their shower or bath or whatever. I mean, I would say this is between the ages of, say, like, maybe 8 and 10, when they can be unsupervised in the shower, in the bathtub and
mm-hmm,
stuff, and
mm-hmm.
You're not worried about them slipping under and drowning or something. But then I'd go in to pick up the stuff, and if I waited even a couple hours, I'd pick up the towel and go, whoa! Like, it starts to immediately get that like, moldering laundry smell. God, that's the worst smell. I'd be like, I gotta hang up here now! But I'm the bitch.
There you are.
Yeah.
Anyway, towels 3 times, washcloths 1 time.
Oh,
you
one
can't
time.
Use a washcloth more than once.
Oh.
Sorry,
everybody.
Because
they get so wet?
Because they're absolutely saturated
yeah.
and they're growing bacteria.
But they're covered in soap, basically. I mean, just give it a light rinse, hang it up. It's all stiff with soap.
Covered
it's nice.
In soap.
Sweet.
Right. You're not a washcloth girl.
I'm not
anyway.
A washcloth girl.
We are.
Yeah.
My whole family is. We got a million of those.
A lot of people like the washcloth.
I want to say it was Koyuchi?
Oh, yeah.
We just bought a ton of them at once.
I stole, those are my primary towels, those Koyuchi towels.
Good.
They're so great. They're so thin, but so absorbent.
On a similar note,
mm-hmm.
those towels, they can get stinky.
Yeah.
But what is the worst smell in the world?
Death.
Oh,
a bloated rat body.
Whoa.
Yeah, specifically.
They say the New York Times did an article attempting to answer what the worst smell in the world is, and they've narrowed it down to two possibilities. The first is something called U.S. government standard bathroom malodor. A scientist who was developing a stink bomb for the Department of Defense in 98 tested tons of scents and found the smell of latrines from military fields was the most universally repulsive. So she developed her stink bomb recipe off of that.
Ah. Stink. There is, you know, you ever go in a porta potty, you're like, I might die from the noxious fumes in here.
Yes, absolutely disgusting.
Ugh.
And that, look, I used to love to go to these summer festival shows as a young person. And there you are in the, like, Southern California, midsummer, August, whatever, heat wave, 100-something degrees, and you're in there sweating and the smell, and you're like,
I hold your breath before
you go. And
you
can't pull it off, and you find yourself, there's nothing good about what's going on there. It's rotten.
Mm.
You are correct, sir. That's not second. Well, yes, the latrines from a military field were number one. The second substance is called thioacetone. It was invented in Germany in 1889. Apparently, the smell was so bad, a small amount spilled in a lab, and it made an entire city sick.
Oh!
They say they don't exactly know what the chemical makeup was. So, for the worst smell in the world, it's the battlefield toilet. Now you know.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never think about that. If a battle lasted a really long time, I mean, certainly people would have to pee and poo and stuff, you know? It's never crossed my mind before, but now I'm thinking about it. You know, they marched the troops all the way over there. What, were they stopping at the local pub?
Well, they always had, you always, every now and then, in a movie that's trying to let you know they understand realities a little fudged here. You know, when they're marching to, they have to have food.
Yeah.
They did this in Game of Thrones. Like, you have to have food for these troops you're bringing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So at least Game of Thrones tried to address these campsites and this food thing. But
during the day, I guess they just sneak out into the woods and rejoin their troop. I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
Dig a big latrine hole or trench or something.
Thankfully, I've never been to war.
Yeah, I hope to never go to war. I hope nobody I know and nobody you know. I want no more wars. How about that? Thank you. Shame on me.
No, that's in that case, that was a affirmative.
Ah.
Agreed.
What's the difference? What's the opposite of shame? Honor? What is the opposite of shame?
Shameless. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Praise?
The texters know everything. They'll tell us.
Maybe shame. You shame someone or you praise someone.
Pride. Well, not really.
No, pride is a good thing unless you're...
I'm just popped up. Let me see if I'll come back.
Forget I asked. I'm sorry.
You just clogged the works.
You're right.
What are you doing?
Clogging the works.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Sarah says 415. Are you going to be jealous when Debbie starts seeing Tina?
I am. I'm already jealous.
So she's going to move right from your Etsy shop to Tina's Etsy shop.
Well, she might still run my Etsy shop, but we're in the works.
Florida?
Yeah, I might just send her a package once a month and she'll list it and sell it from there. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It's totally stupid, but who knows if we want to continue it.
She's
going to
get
do.
Busy with Tina's stuff, though. She's going to be like, I can't take Sarah's call.
Tina's already got her stuff.
What?
I don't know.
What did you say about Tina? And
Debbie's sewing all the time.
I can't hear you.
Tina's got her own shop.
Right. Yes.
And Debbie's running my shop, so she can maybe... I don't even care what happens. I just want everyone to be happy.
I have five kids, aged 16 to 2 years old. The older ones were Cars and Madagascar. The younger ones are Frozen, Up, and Sing.
Oh.
All day, every day. Yeah, I watch Frozen 2 I don't know how many times.
Well, at least 10.
Well, it's the first thing that comes on in the morning.
Mm.
It's the last thing we watch at night.
Mm. Sounds great. Any particular songs stand out as favorites, Vin?
Well, I love Lost in the Woods because that the way they do it, the video is so funny. They do a total cheesy 80s power ballad.
This. Yeah. How does it go? Sing it a little bit.
No.
Please?
And look at that. I'm out of time.
Oh, all right.
What's coming up in the trash? Here you go.
Oh, here we go. Aha.
Oh, you got to see it, too.
Oh, that's good. It's good. Turn around. God, what song? This reminds me of a specific song.
It does feel so derivative that it's actually... They might get sued.
Sounds like REO-ish.
Yeah, I know the song that you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
You got to see it.
The transpositions are hilarious.
It's actually pretty funny.
It sounds great. Okay, we're going to break. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.